the president of Imran Anwar Incorporated in New York. He is also a well-known media expert on Southeast Asia, India, and Pakistan, and he is with us now on the Business Line. Hi, Imran.
Good morning, George.
And as always, good to talk to you. And as you know, the a little publicized, but nonetheless, for folks such as myself, very interesting. The ASEAN group met recently. The ASEAN ministers gathered in Manila to talk over any number of issues, but obviously their local economies and what they've done to fix things. We're talking about Thailand, the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar, Vietnam, Brunei, Laos, and Singapore. So, and I think now more recently Cambodia. So the smaller Southeast Asian economies for the most part. Let me ask you, part of what they had to say, in their rhetoric at least, was that they were fairly happy with themselves in what they had done to the necessary reforms instituted to correct and strengthen the weaknesses that they have now identified in their economic systems. What is your assessment? Have they done that?
Good question, George. When you mentioned all the subjects that they discussed, literally everything under the sun, including the haze that keeps the sun from shining through, I was thinking if we would be able to do justice to all those subjects in the next 9 minutes or so. but you're right, at a very high level, this is a 31-year-old organization, basically. And I think it's happened to like turn 30 and have this not midlife crisis, but this crisis happening at that stage when it's becoming an established entity, but has run into this solid wall of economic problems and other issues that have risen in that region. So part of the thing that the message that was coming through, as far as I could hear it, was it was less self-congratulatory, it was more a pep talk and people trying to convince themselves that there still is a future for this organization, that it can still make a difference, and that it can do better things than it has in the past, and that there are problems that have to be addressed as long as the partners can agree to addressing those issues. So that was the gist of the internal self-analysis part of the discussion.
I think it's more important than the press it gets, this group of nations, because let's face it, Thailand, one of the ASEAN countries, and many analysts, as you know, say that that's kind of the place where all of these problems really began. They didn't necessarily catalyze it, but that was the first crack in the mirror. And obviously we've talked a lot about what goes on in Indonesia and has been going on. Singapore is a very high profile, one of the Asian tigers, actually,
right.
And the Philippines. And so this is an important group, but also, am I correct, Imran, it may be important that some of these other smaller economies, newer emerging economies, Vietnam, now Cambodia, Laos, it is important what track they get on and what process they take and who they use as their
role model
for moving forward economically. And this may be a very good hint of what we can expect from them.
True. George, it has been a long year for ASEAN countries. Take Thailand, Indonesia, Malaysia, even the Philippines has not been spared. Vietnam, and obviously, you spoke about Cambodia, which is not has not been a member as the other countries have, and Burma, which is a member but still has a military junta in power, which is doing everything in its power apparently to win unpopularity contests. It's been a tough year for the whole region, obviously, and ASEAN is really it's funny, in a way, the country's economies and that whole region's economy was intertwined even prior to organizations like ASEAN coming on the scene. So it was almost like these effects would have been felt even if there had been no organization like this, and even if the countries had not officially moved forward to have an intertwined system of economies. The problem for them, obviously, is that nobody seems to be doing well enough to play the role of role model.
Yeah.
Least of all Japan, for example, which is being asked to come forth again and provide support and financial help. And Japan is doing its bit, but it's still organizations like the IMF that ASEAN countries are dependent on even though they resent and officially even say so, or even like publicly say so, that they resent U.S. influence that comes with. So it's a difficult position to be in, trying to be an independent bloc of countries that would one day like to have its own currency like the euro, but in the meantime being dependent on the West that you're trying to be independent of.
They are also in the process of forming and solidifying the formation of a free trade zone among the ASEAN countries, an ASEAN, I think it's AFTA, ASEAN Free Trade Area.
Right.
And it seems to me the significance of that is that it might be the very beginnings of an Asian free trade area, or a Southeast Asia, in other words, that ultimately would include Japan and South Korea and perhaps China, obviously, and in other words, a very much bigger trade bloc.
I agree, George. My personal forecast on this whole future of large markets in that part of the world is that there will indeed be a giant Asian market which will dwarf anything around it. It won't start off as a single Asian market per se, because Asia is a huge country with too many countries, with too many conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
However, smaller trade blocs like the one you mentioned for ASEAN, or someday India and Pakistan getting their acts together and creating a common market of 1.1 billion people in just two countries.
Yeah.
And then China, you put them all together, it would be easier for three independent smaller blocs to get together 5 years from now, 10 years from now, than for somebody to try to put together a whole Asian common market right now. But that's the direction I see that whole market taking. And that basically bodes well for almost everybody until perhaps the year 2020, when the European common market and the U.S. economy and the Asian economy might have conflicts. But, you know, I don't think I'll be we'll be doing this show at that time. We'll probably be doing something else.
maybe so. You never know, Imran. But as always, thank you very much for joining us today. We appreciate it and helping us take a look at this. And we'll talk soon, of course.
Thank you, as usual, George.
Imran Anwar, president of Imran Anwar Incorporated in New York.